वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Please repeat. Asatyam apratishtante jagadahur anishwaram aparasparasambhutam kimanyat kamahaitukam. Please repeat. Asatyam, unreal, apratishtam, without foundation. Te, they. Jagat, the cosmic manifestation. Ahu, say. Anishwaram, with no controller. Aparaspara, without cause. Sambhutam, arisen. Kim anyat, there is no other cause. Kamahaitukam, it is due to lust only. Please respond. They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Purport. The demoniac conclude that the world is a phantasmagoria. There is no cause and effect, no controller, no purpose. Everything is unreal. They say that this cosmic manifestation arises due to chance material actions and reactions. They do not think that the world was created by God for a certain purpose. And they have their own theory that the world has come about in its own way and that there is no reason to believe that there is a God behind it. For them, there is no difference between spirit and matter, and they do not accept the Supreme Spirit. Everything is matter only, and the whole cosmos is supposed to be a mass of ignorance. According to them, everything is void, and whatever manifestation exists is due to our ignorance in perception. They take it for granted that all manifestation of a diversity is a display of ignorance. Just as in a dream, we may create so many things which actually have no existence. Then when we are awake, we shall see that everything is simply a dream. But factually, although the demons say that life is a dream, they are very expert in enjoying this dream. And so instead of acquiring knowledge, they become more and more implicated in their dreamland. They conclude that as a child is simply the result of sexual intercourse between man and woman, this world is born without any soul. For them, it is only a combination of matter that has produced the living entities. Then there is no question of the existence of the soul. As many living creatures come out from perspiration and from a dead body without any cause, the whole living world has come out of the material combinations of the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, material nature is the cause of this manifestation, and there is no other cause. They do not believe in the words of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Mayad Yakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Under my direction, the whole material world is moving. In other words, among the demons, there is no perfect knowledge of the creation of the world. Every one of them has some particular theory of his own. According to them, one interpretation of the scriptures is as good as another, for they do not believe in a standard understanding of the scriptural injunctions. Let us go to text number 9. Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmanopabuddhaya prabhavan yugrakarmana kshayaya jagato hita. Please repeat. Etam, this, drishtim, vision, avashtabhya, accepting, nashta, having lost, atmanah, themselves, alpabuddhaya, the less intelligent, prabhavanti, flourish, ugrakarmana, engaged in painful activities, shayaya, for destruction, jagata, of the world, ahita, unbeneficial. So this word alpa buddhaya, the less intelligent. But we learn in the Srimad Bhagavatam there is another word, sumedasa, those who are very, very intelligent. That word sumedasa appears in a very important verse. Krishna varnan vasha krishnam sango pangashtra parshadam yagyai sankirtana praya yajanti hi sumedasa. So what do the intelligent persons do? We just heard so much about the less intelligent, the demons. So what do the intelligent persons do? Those who are very intelligent, they perform sankirtan. Sankirtan, complete glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Lord Chaitanya always had the name Krishna in his throat, he either was chanting Krishna's name or he was very ecstatically glorifying, describing, praising Krishna. When he taught Sanskrit, everything was centered around Krishna, the holy name. So those who are intelligent, they take to this Sankirtan movement. Why? Because it is the recommended process of self or God realization in this age of Kali. And you know what? There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. So forget about your Christianity and your Muslimanity and your Hindumanity. Just take to Sankirtan, because that is the religion of the age of Kali. Krishnadas Kaviraj also says that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is no other religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has come to give the Sankirtan movement, personally demonstrating it himself. Starting in Navadvip, he started his Sankirtan movement. And following in his footsteps, Srila Prabhupada came to spread in every town and village, because that was also the prediction, that in every town and village of the world, the holy name of Lord Gauranga Krishna should be heard. Therefore, there is no end to our work. Our work as descendants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to make sure that this comes as a fact. In every town and village of the world, there must be this transcendental vibration of the holy name of God. And every few years, there's a new generation who has not heard the Maha Mantra. There's a whole new generation coming, one after another, that yet need to be benedicted by the Sankirtan movement, so there's no end to our service. Our service is to spread the holy name of God, Krishna, these holy names. Why? Because we're more intelligent, not less intelligent. Let us now look at the translation. Please repeat. Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Yes, just like right now here in America, there is a particular party. And what is their platform? Guns, guns, more guns. We should have guns everywhere. Guns Eva Kevalam. Guns in Target. Guns at the grocery store. Maybe you saw this week videos how, I forget, was it Texas someplace? People were bringing their guns to Target. Can you imagine? Huh? You're going shopping and everybody's bringing not just gun, they're bringing rifle and boldly showing. Welcome. Yes. Unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Let's look at Prabhupada's purport. The demoniac are engaged in activities that will lead the world to destruction. The Lord states here that they are less intelligent. The materialists who have no concept of God think that they are advancing. But according to Bhagavad Gita, they are unintelligent and devoid of all sense. They try to enjoy this material world to the utmost limit and therefore always engage in inventing something for sense gratification. Such materialistic inventions are considered to be advancement of human civilization. But the result is that people grow more and more violent and more cruel. Cruel to animals and cruel to other human beings. They have no idea how to behave toward one another. Animal killing is very prominent amongst demoniac people. Such people are considered the enemies of the world because ultimately they will invent or create something which will bring destruction to all. Indirectly, this verse anticipates the invention of nuclear weapons, of which the whole world is today very proud. At any moment, war may take place, and these atomic weapons may create havoc. Such things are created solely for the destruction of the world. And this is indicated here. Due to godlessness, such weapons are invented in human society. They are not meant for the peace and prosperity of the world. Let's do text number 10. Please repeat. Kamam asritya dushpuram. Dambamana madanvita. Mohad grahita vasadgraham. Parvartante suchibata. Just one more thing about guns eva kevalam. They were even saying that you can bring your gun to church. Can you imagine? In a Hare Krishna temple, everybody now brings their gun. And in a kirtan, you stepped in my foot. My God, what's happening? All right, word for word. Kamam, lust. Ashritya, taking shelter of. Dushpuram, insatiable. Dambha, of pride. Mana, and false prestige. Mada anvita, absorbed in the conceit. Mohat, by illusion. Grahitva, taking. Asat, non-permanent. Grahan, things. Pravartante, they flourish. Ashuchi, to the unclean. Vrata, avowed. So, this lust, we learned that already in chapter 3. This word was also used in chapter 3. Dushpuram. It is insatiable. That is the problem with lust. There are many problems. But one major fault with chasing lusty desires is that they are never to be extinguished. In the ninth canto, there is the story of Yayati, Krishna's forefather, because Yayati had four sons, one of which was Yadu. Krishna's family is the Yadu dynasty. So Yayati, he was so lusty that even when Shukracharya cursed him, that now you will become an old man. But Shukracharya said, but if you can find somebody to take your curse, in other words, exchange their youth for your old age, then you can continue to enjoy your lusty desires. So this Yayati was so lusty, he approached his sons and said, I am your father. I have not finished my sense gratification. Be a dutiful son. Give me your youth and take my old age. So he approached first couple of sons and they said no. He approached Yadu. And Yadu said, well, the problem is that if I take your old age and you take my youth, then I will not properly mature in my spiritual religious life. There will be so many unfulfilled desires. So Yadu, he declined, but it was based on philosophy and religious principles. The other sons who flatly refused, they got cursed. So then Yayati approached, I believe it was his youngest son, Puru. And Puru said, yes, I will take your old age and you can take my youth. So Yayati now could enjoy more sense gratification. And after some time, Yati realized, and he made, and the statement is there in the ninth canto, there is no end to lusty desires. Because it was explained that Yayati was enjoying such a high standard of sex life, sense gratification. He said, after 1,000 years, I'm still not happy. So he was preaching to his wife, and he told the story of him and her in terms of the he-goat and the she-goat. And it was actually the story of him and her, how he had found her in a well and so many things. So the moral of the story is, Yayati said, there is no end to lusty desires. Yayati said, the only way to satisfy lusty desires is just to stop. Cut them out. Because you're never going to reach the end of satisfying lusty desires. So, Dushparam. What does the third chapter say? Rama, what's that line in the third chapter? Do you know the line I'm thinking? Fire, yes. You know the Sanskrit line? Yes. Dushparena analena cha. See? When you want a Bhagavad Gita verse, now you know who to go to. She knows it. Dushparena analena cha. It burns like fire, insatiable. Yes. No end to it. So the only way, you just have to stop. Cold turkey, they say. That's it. Okay. Please repeat. Taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in this conceit of pride and false prestige, such as, I'll give a good example, Duryodhan. Would you agree? Duryodhan is a good example of that. The demoniac, thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. The impermanent, that's material things. All kinds of material sense gratification, they're impermanent. They don't last. Your youth, your bank balance, your powerful family, your nation, what does Shukadeva Goswami call them? Fallible soldiers. Shukadeva explains at the very beginning of his instructions to Maharaj Parikshit. Fallible soldiers. They'll not actually save you at the crucial time. They're impermanent. Everything in this material, impermanent. Your job, that's also impermanent. Everything's impermanent. But the demons, they like impermanent things. Devotees want permanent things. They want things that are sat, eternal. Purport. The demoniac mentality is described here. The demons have no satiation for their lust. They will go on increasing and increasing their insatiable desires for material enjoyment. Although they are always full of anxieties on account of accepting non-permanent things, they will continue to engage in such activities out of illusion. They have no knowledge and cannot tell that they are heading the wrong way. Accepting non-permanent things, such demoniac people create their own god, create their own hymns, and chant accordingly. Yes, that's what television, Bollywood, that's what it is, right? They create so many gods, athletes, movie stars, politicians, they're creating. And they chant. When they attend their athletic competitions, For 2 hours, they're chanting the name of their star, Kobe. Or now it's the soccer thing, so they chant the name of their star. They're chanting. Or they chant, goal! They just changed one letter, L to R. Gore! But they won't do that. They'll chant goal. Is goal some kind of Sanskrit transcendent? No. Just one letter. They chant. They're all chanting. Everybody's chanting and ranting. The result is that they become more and more attracted to two things, sex enjoyment and the accumulation of material wealth. And their founder, Acharya, Hiranyakashipu. He is the one. He had it all. Ravana also. The word asuchi vrta, unclean vows, is very significant in this connection. Such demoniac people are only attracted by wine, women, gambling, and meat eating. Their dom is Las Vegas. That's where you can get all these things. One place. Their holy dom, Las Vegas. Those are their asuchi, unclean habits. Induced by pride and false prestige, they create some principles of religion which are not approved by the Vedic injunctions. Although such demoniac people are most abominable in the world, by artificial means, the world creates a false honor for them. Although they are gliding toward hell, they consider themselves very much advanced. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please.